This is KERA News. Balancing family and work is always delicate. Few parents face as delicate a balance as Elise Hugh. This graduate of Plano Senior High is a familiar voice to public radio listeners. She's an NPR correspondent based in South Korea, and she's prepping for coverage of the Winter Olympics, which start Friday. Reporter Byron Harris caught up with her in Seoul, just an artillery shell away from North Korea.
Elise Hugh sits in a restaurant in Seoul, sharing a bowl of bulgogi, Korean grilled meat, with her oldest daughter, Ava, aged 5.
Oh, she's doing her whole shark thing. What? She's being a shark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's an imaginative little girl.
I'm a little fish.
It's a calm Sunday afternoon.
It's a shark! Ah!
In this job, though, there are no days off, because North and South Korea are at the heart of an ever-evolving nuclear face-off. As Morning Edition's David Green and Steve Inskeep pointed out late last year.
Okay, so, you know, at a moment like this, you naturally think, well, what about me? Could this missile strike me? You're there in Seoul. David is in Southern California. I'm in Washington, D.C. What could this missile strike?
Both of you. So in theory, this missile, if flown as at a flattened trajectory, could hit as far as Washington, D.C. But if it were loaded with a warhead, it would likely be heavier, so we don't know in actuality how far this missile, if loaded with a warhead, could go. But still, this is a significant advance.
Hugh, who's 35, has 3 daughters, Ava, Issa, age 2, and 10-month-old Luna. Her husband, Matt Stiles, once worked at the Dallas Morning News. Now he's a reporter for the Los Angeles Times.
He is the primary caregiver. He's the lead parent.
Mm-hmm.
He does the grocery shopping every weekend, usually with one, if not both, of the daughters. I would say he's actually far more involved in packing snacks and picking up from ballet, having diapers in his bag, and those sorts of things than I am.
They live in a 35-story high-rise in Seoul, a city of 25 million, less than 45 miles from North Korea and its armaments. When she's not out doing stories, Hugh works out of their home, in 2 time zones, it turns out, Korea's and NPR's.
So I'm often on Morning Edition at 5 a.m. Eastern, which is 7 p.m. Seoul, which is my kids' put-down time. I usually have my kids running around after bath time being, you know, kids and like very excited as they're winding down for bed. And I'm going live for Morning Edition and Up First, which is our morning podcast, at the same time. So it's always 7 p.m., 5 a.m.
On most days, dawn to dusk, the dance of childcare and journalism works out pretty well. The older girls go to school or preschool. Matt stays home with baby Luna and their nanny. Then there are times like last summer, when North Korea's Kim Jong-un threatened to bracket the island of Guam with long-range missiles.
I knew that that was going to be a big story, and so I was looking for flights that night to get to Guam.
Baby Luna was just 5 months old.
And I didn't want to quit nursing the baby and have her switch to formula. I was like, okay, I have to take the baby. And if I was taking the baby and was working, I needed somebody to help watch the baby, so my husband needed to come.
A breaking news story became a family troop movement.
All 5 of us just got on the plane and got to Guam by that afternoon, and I started reporting. I filed for Morning Edition within an hour of landing, and it was off to the races for 3 or 4 days. So the girls were able to go out and play with their dad overseeing them and keeping an eye on them, and then I would feed the baby between filing.
Her husband found time to write a story for his newspaper.
We got it done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hugh reports on everything from breaking news to stories she develops herself to a funny video series called Elise Tries. Still, the big issue always looms.
And so here you sit 45 miles or less from the DMZ, seconds from artillery fire. Do you worry about the kids?
I don't think about it too much, no. I mean, I don't know if it's because I've been around so many South Koreans who have really normalized the notion of being so close to North Korea, but I don't think North Korea is suicidal. That is, I don't think North Korea would stage some sort of preemptive strike.
At the moment, things are relatively calm. The two Koreas are cooperating on the Winter Olympics. Hugh is enthralled to be in the midst of it all, thanks to an understanding husband and a thoughtful employer.
It's meaningful to me to have a family. It's also incredibly meaningful to me to be a journalist and do my work. And so I don't see a dichotomy there. I wouldn't trade one for the other.
Here he goes. Here he Here's a blanket.
At home, her daughters set up a pretend airport terminal in the living room, while in her office, she threads the needle between missiles and motherhood. For KERA News, I'm Byron Harris.
Reporter Byron Harris also wrote about Elise and motherhood for the Dallas Morning News. You can find that story at dallasnews.com.